Anywhere Bestie. GoTV Stream. Download it today.
The moment you've been waiting for is finally here. After hours of intense arguments, powerful ideas, and brilliant minds clashing, the final contestants of the debate competition are stepping into the spotlight. Who are they? What drives them? Find out this 28th March at 10 hours on Unza Radio as we bring you an exclusive interview with the finalists themselves, hear their journeys and their strategies. Don't miss it, because it's where voices rise. This program is proudly sponsored by Young Women in Action.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Online.
Good afternoon and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, presidential candidates to pay fees from April 15th. Commission launches aerial survey of copper-built tailings dams. In international news, U.S. continues search for missing crew member. In sports news, Kanyemba names 36-member provincial squad for Rwanda World Cup tie. With the news in detail, my name is Nandipa Tembo. In local news, Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has announced that April 15, 2026 has been set as a commencement date for the payment of presidential nomination fees for aspiring candidates seeking to have their supporters pre-proceeded in provincial centres. ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasara says the move is part of administrative measures aimed at improving the efficiency of the nomination process ahead of the August 2026 general elections. Kasara says the commission has noted with concern misinformation circulating on various media platforms suggesting that April 15th date applies to all candidates. He clarified that the timeline is strictly for presidential candidates only. Kasara says those contesting parliamentary, Mario, chairperson and councillor positions will pay their nomination fees after the dissolutions of parliament and councils. He also dismissed claims that the commission has begun receiving nomination fees prior to the dissolution of parliament. The University of Zambia UNSA Vice Chancellor has thanked President Hakainde Hichilema for providing all the funeral expenses for the late Emmanuel Walia. Speaking during funeral proceedings at Memorial Park in Lusaka, Professor Mundia Muya says the support includes transportation, food, and requirements for the funeral. Muya says that Walia's death has left the university community in shock as it was unexpected, and he also asked the family to stay strong during this time of hardship. He has encouraged students to continue strengthening one another in times of difficult moments, and that the school management will make sure to safeguard the lives of students. Meanwhile, a family representative, Emmanuel Chilufwa, an uncle to the late Walia, has thanked the president for the support offered. Chilufwa also thanked Zambia Police, ZNS, Dean of Students, Zambia Army, students, UNZASU and the church for the encouragement and support they have provided to the family during this difficult time. University of Zambia Student Union UNZASU President Mwato Kabaso has described the death of Walia as unfortunate and assured the family that students will continue to mourn with them. Legume seeds valued at over 500 million kwacha are currently under production through the Seed Multiplication Program. The initiative is part of the Sustainable Intensification of Smallhold Farming Systems in Zambia, SIFAS project, Acting Assistant Director of Extension Services in the Ministry of Agriculture, Luis Chukopela, says the project has recorded major milestones, including improved agronomy and productivity through sustainable intensification practices. Speaking during the SIFAS National Field Day in Petauke, Chukopela explained that the project is jointly implemented by the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, the Ministry of Agriculture, and SMITI. He adds that SIFAS has strengthened agribusinesses and value chain linkages with private sectors, covering areas such as input acquisition, agricultural mechanism, commodity marketing, and aggregation. Meanwhile, FAO country representative to Zambia, Suze Philippi, said the project is helping farmers overcome challenges related to productivity and sustainability. The program aims to support smallhold farmers by providing quality seeds and improved farming practices to boost yields and incomes. Still in local news, environmentalist Dr. Godfrey Piri has expressed concern that despite the existence of environmental and social impact assessments, challenges persist in ensuring full compliance with regulations. This follows the recent partial collapse of the CD33C tailing dams